This is Ancient and Modern. For our first show of the year, Ancient and Modern goes from Elizabethan England to early 20th century Germany to mid-century Russia. Later in the show, music by Dmitri Shostakovich and Kurt Weill. For now, we'll stay in Elizabethan England with a suite of five galliards played, like the piece that opened our show, by the quintessential sackbut and cornet ensemble. Thank you. From their CD, Elisa is the Fairest Queen, observing the 400th anniversary of Queen Elizabeth's death, that was the quintessential sackbut and cornet ensemble with a suite of five galliards. They have also performed period music from Germany, Italy, and South America. In 1929, Kurt Weill arranged some of the music from his three-penny opera into a suite for wind orchestra. He called it the Kleine Dreigroschenmusik.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble's double CD set, the 20th Century album, that was a suite from Kurt Weill's Little Threepenny Music. You're listening to Ancient and Modern, Music Outside the Mainstream, on WNHN LP 94.7 FM in Concord, New Hampshire, and everywhere in stereo online at WNHNFM.org, on TuneIn, on Radio Garden, Radio.net. Shostakovich's Eighth Symphony was written in 1943, in a period when all artistic expression in the USSR was expected to follow the party line. It was the state that gave the symphony its subtitle, the Stalingrad Symphony. It wasn't long before the symphony was banned for a period of years, like so much other artistic expression in the USSR, until it was, so to say, rehabilitated following the Stalin years. The symphony was only heard in the West after a CBS reporter returning from the USSR during World War II brought a copy of the score back with him. The symphony is long, too long to fit in our one-hour format here on Ancient and Modern, so we'll hear the first movement, Shostakovich's Eighth Symphony.
Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded March 27, 1982, in the large hall of the Leningrad Philharmonic, that was the first movement of Dmitri Shostakovich's Eighth Symphony. Evgeny Mravinsky conducted the Leningrad Philharmonic. We'll play the rest of the symphony next week. That's it for Ancient and Modern this week. I hope you can come back next Sunday morning at 10. I'm Fred Portnoy. Stay tuned for Bluegrass at 11.